Well, this must be a new thing for you, David, having to work the Christmas period. How's it feeling for you?
It is something new, something complete new. So I have no Christmas atmosphere like I had in the last, when I was in Germany on Christmas in the last years, but it's something completely different. So I'm only thinking about Preston, only thinking about my squad. No thinking about what you normally have to think about if you speak about Christmas. So it's something new.
And are you looking forward to it? Because this period is something that the fans especially look forward to.
Yes, especially in Europe or in Germany, everybody is speaking about the Boxing Day, something special in English football. Now I'm very excited to be a part of it. And hopefully, we have a successful Boxing Day on Saturday.
You've had six games in charge now. I think anyone who's seen Town play would say that there has been improvements, but there's still been a bit of inconsistency in results. Do you think that you're close to getting that consistency?
I think this is one of our parts we have to work on, to be more consistent during a game, also between several games. I agree that we did some steps in the right direction. We are on our way. We always spoke about. We need more and better results, of course, and this is what we try to do in the future. But all in all, we are on a good way, and I know that the squad will develop in the future. And yeah, it's very, very good to work with them.
So you're happy that the players are taking on your ideas and your philosophy?
Yes, I think we did the first step, and I also think we did the second. We are on the way to the third step. So development never stops. Our way never stops. So we have always things we have to work on. When we take the game from last Saturday, we have to work on our defense. When we take the game before, we had a clean sheet. So every game is another game. Always are things who will be what we have to do better. Some things we did well, but this could change in another game, in another week, after 3 days. And this is exactly what we have to bring on the pitch, this consistent, that we are always sure that we bring our level. The level sometimes is good enough to win games, sometimes not, but we have to bring our level in. This is what we have to work on in the future.
Looking ahead to Boxing Day, any players close to being back to fitness? Dean Whitehead, Jonathan Hogg?
Dino isn't with us during the Christmas days. He is not able to help us in the moment, but Hogg and Ems will be back. So they were with us in training today, will be with us in training tomorrow. They work with us today without any significant problems. So they will be back on Saturday. This gives us more alternatives for Saturday. Yes, anybody else is okay. Ismail have some small problems with his back. And his hamstrings, but this is connected to each other. Anybody else? Hudson have some light problems, but nothing special. He will be in training tomorrow, so everybody else is healthy.
And what do you know about Preston? You're coming up against an ex-manager of Town. They've had a decent run of form since the start of the season, and of course they came up last year. What do you know about them?
Yes, I know that they are variable from the system. Often they play 3-5-2. In the past they play with a 4-back flat. It's a team which is very well organized. They only get 18 goals till this moment. They also only scored 17 times. So it's a well organized team. I think for us it's very important to be patient in this moment to bring everything on the pitch, what we did in the past, the good things that we did in the past. I know everything what I have to know, but it's the same like every week. The most important and the biggest view for me is on my squad, that we are able to bring our best level on Saturday, and we are able to bring our identity again on the pitch.
And ask you about a couple of youngsters who've been playing well over the past few games, Joe Lolly and Kyle Dempsey. Are you pleased with the progression you've seen from those two?
Yes, from those two, but from the whole squad. I think there are a few players who make bigger or faster steps than the other one, which is normal if something new happens. But for example, Joe Lolly did it very well. But at the end, for me, it's important everybody have to confirm this day by day, game by game, especially Joe Lolly and also the other youngsters and the whole squad. So what our work is and what we have to bring is to confirm and to be consistent. This is something special for this young players also.
Thanks, David.
As a player, what was the winter break like for you? Was there something you needed?
I never make the experience with no winter break, so this was normal. In Germany, it was normal. So it was something that you know, okay, now it's the last game, and you have a break from 4 weeks, 10 days off, so it is a really break, especially for your mind, not for your body, because in 10 days you don't lose so much that you have to prepare everything from new, but it is for your mind. It is good to come a little bit down. Then we always go to a training camp. Turkey or Spain or whatever, so 1 week sun is very important also for your mind when you work together. So I never make the experience without a winter break, but I can say that when I was a player and a coach, this was something I enjoyed, and now I have to be honest, I enjoy to be here and to work for Christmas. It's exciting for me now to see the other side, how it could work.
In terms of obviously Germany, have had a lot of success in recent years. Do you think the the winter break plays a part in that? Because it is one thing over here, they say English players are too tired when summer comes around for European Championships and World Cups.
Yes, I know what you mean. But at the end, I think this don't depend on the winter break, because Spain also don't have a winter break and they won the title in the World Cup and the European Cup. So normally I think this isn't the answer of this question. Maybe there is another problem, but if it should be the winter break, then it couldn't be that Spain will be successful in this period where they were very successful.
You've got two games in 3 days. Also, presumably you plan to use your squad, you know, rotate the squad, it's important.
Yes, this is also something really new for me. I never, as a player or as a manager, had two games in 3 days. This is.
You used to do two in two in the old days. It's played one after the other, 26th and 27th.
this is crazy. This is from the sports science side. It's crazy from the health for the players. It's crazy for mentality. It's crazy.